medical school.
For more than 20 years, Dr. Abrams.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's the favorite day at the Superhuman Nation, and it's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented. What's your name again? Oh, let's try that again. Sorry. Yes. Not only did I forget your name, but I shut your microphone off.
Hey, how are you?
Elisa Profumo is in the studio with us today because it's Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
Good.
Lots of good stories to talk about today.
Yes.
Always. In fact, you even said when you were preparing the show, you were like, it's overwhelming how many good stories there are. Which do you choose?
I know. It's just the idiocy sometimes out there.
Elisa said to me one morning, all I have to do is watch one of those shows like Good Morning America, and I can get everything I need for Casual Friday.
Casual Friday.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So we were having problems in our yard. Carl posted some pictures of our yard, and we've been working out in the yard quite a bit lately. And
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And so I've planted a lot of flowers, and the rabbits and the deer have been eating my flowers.
It's funny how they don't eat the grass. They go right for the flowers.
The rabbits will eat the grass if there's nothing else to eat. But if there's some yummy flowers out there, they'll eat those first.
And they eat them right when they're blooming. It's like it would be one thing if they bloomed and you got to look at them for a little while and then they ate them. But it's like you don't even get to see them because they eat them while they're blooming.
So I learned last year from a guy in the business that mothballs will keep deer away, and it also will keep dogs away. So I've been using mothballs around the yard, and because the dogs tend to urinate on things, which
burns
everything because it's acidic.
Right.
So I started using mothballs last year, and then I found a place that has these garlic oil spikes that you can put around to keep the deer and the rabbits both from eating.
Even going near the flowers.
Even going near the flowers, right. So, but basically all it is that's in there is garlic oil.
And soybean oil. It's garlic concentrated, 10% concentrated garlic oil in soybean oil. And it lasts 6 to 8 months.
Right. And it's in little spikes that you open up and then, I mean, they smell like garlic, really.
Oh, my God.
So I told Carl, I said, now the house not only smells like your grandma's closet, it also smells like Italians live here because there's garlic everywhere.
Right. It's the smell of garlic in the garage is so strong, it's unbelievable.
Because I bought extra, right.
Yeah.
So, but it is helping.
Yeah.
So I don't think people need to buy the spikes. I think you can use garlic oil.
If you buy a concentrated garlic oil product, which they sell out there, and you mix it with some cheaper oil, like soybean oil, something you wouldn't eat, but you would use for something else, and then put it in little tubes of some sort where it'll, because the oil takes a long time to evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it out there. And I've come to the conclusion that deer and rabbit are actually vampires shape-shifting. Because remember, garlic keeps vampires away too.
Mm-hmm.
So when the vampires aren't sucking blood, they turn into cute little deer and rabbit. So we don't bother them.
Well, so I guess our house is going to be cool without. I mean, there's not going to be any
vampires
coming into the
either.
House.
No rabbits, no deer, no vampire.
But one thing I did want to talk about, since it is gardening season right now. Carmela Sierzo posted a picture of a house, and it said, grow food, not lawns.
I wanted to
ask you your opinion on that.
Well, okay, so I think it makes a lot of sense. It's like, why grow grass, which really provides no real value other than aesthetic and costs a lot of money to maintain?
Well, but on the flip side of that, you have to think about aesthetics. And if you live in a suburban neighborhood, the neighborhood association will probably, if you plant a garden, you have to get it approved, I would say.
I would think so. But here's the here's what I see emerging from this. I'm going to make a prediction. We'll wait for a couple years for it to come true. Landscape companies are now going to start to look at gardening from an aesthetic point of view. They're going to say, gee, you know, this squash has a beautiful flower. And if you surround it by this particular vegetable, it looks pretty. So what I think is going to happen in the next couple of years, because this is very sensible, the way you have steppables, we have a stone path in the back, and instead of just letting, you know, clover grow into it, Elisa has planted something called steppables, which are like oregano, right?
No, it's thyme.
Thyme.
Some thyme.
Mm-hmm. Thyme. So it, you could actually, you could, this plant that fills in the spaces between the stones, you can go out there and grab it and throw it in your salad if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I predict that's going to happen with the lawns of homes. They're going to start to integrate, edible vegetation that also is aesthetically pleasing. Certain melons have beautiful flowers. Certain squash have beautiful flowers. Other things, you know, sweet basil has a beautiful white cluster of flowers that pops up on the top.
Okay,
and attracts bees, by the way.
But the only problem about that is this. When the flowers pop up on the basil, that means that the actual basil leaf doesn't have as good
flavor.
A flavor. So you need to harvest the basil before it does that.
Okay, so I stand corrected.
Yes.
But the bottom line is I predict that in the years to come, we're going to see landscape companies integrating edible vegetation with the aesthetic vegetation.
I would agree with that, but I also think that there's going to be opposition from neighborhood associations, which we've already seen with the case back in Michigan when they made the person take their garden out. But there's also container gardening.
Yes.
You were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say, but that's because that woman's front lawn looked like a garden. If it was done right by somebody who understands a landscape design,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't look like a garden, but it would be. But it wouldn't look like a garden. It wouldn't be rows of stuff with sticks holding it up like tomato plants. It would look good. It would be amongst the rest of your landscaping. It would actually contribute to it aesthetically, but also be edible. That's what I predict is going to happen. It's not going to look like, no one's going to go, does that person have a vegetable garden in the front yard? They're going to go, wow, what is that? That's an interesting plant. I've never seen one of those before. And then they're going to find out it's some sort of, you know, Japanese squash or something like that.
Well, in the meantime, though, there is container gardening. I mean, I have a lemon tree in a container, which I've posted pictures of before. And it started out with only two lemons. I got one last year. And this year, there's probably eight or nine
on
it.
No, more. I counted them. It's like 18 lemons right now. If they all continue to get big, because they're already big, they're already as big as olives. If they continue to get big, we'll have about 18 lemons. So the first year it had two, the second year it had one, and this year it's like boom, bumper crop.
We also planted a blueberry bush, which because of the deer, you can actually buy a netting that you can put over the top of your blueberry bush, so the birds and now, you know,
the vampires
can't get to it. Okay, so we want to provide a haven, but you don't want them to eat your food.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, what do you do?
Yeah.
But then you have to think about, like, in our zone that where we live, you have evergreens. We can plant evergreens, hollies. The birds use hollies for to live in.
Right.
They live in there. We actually have a mockingjay. A mockingbird.
Mockingbird. You've been reading too many.
Mockingjay
Hunger
is
Games
from the
books.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
We have a mockingbird that lives in an evergreen out back, and he sits on top of that evergreen and sings. It's beautiful. Yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, keep in mind when you're planning your yard, these things provide a haven for the birds and the bees and the butterflies.
Don't overlook the trees.
Industry is not going to do it.
Yeah.
And plant instead of using pesticides or herbicides, you can use vinegar.
Yeah.
We've been doing some work on the driveway, and there's cracks that have weeds coming up. So I just use vinegar on it, and it kills them.
And remember, these are the same problems that most people turn to something like Roundup for.
Well, and you know, because Lowe's and Home Depot are both under fire right now because of pesticides that they use in their lawn area and
lawn and garden area on the plants that they're growing to sell to you and
to
me.
To sell to you and
me. They may already have Roundup on them when you buy them and bring them home.
Yes. So people are boycotting Lowe's and Home Depot, asking them to take that out of there. And you, I mean, there's so much Roundup on their shelves also.
I saw a commercial for Roundup last week. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a commercial on TV for Roundup. There's a new one called Roundup 365. What happened?
Nothing.
Roundup 365 is the new Roundup, the long-acting Roundup. Remember, Monsanto said that Roundup didn't have a long half-life in the soil, so it wasn't a problem. But now they have a product called Roundup 365 that you spray it once a year, and it works for the entire year. It kills weeds before they even start to grow, they claim. And they have this commercial with this dad and his son, and they're spraying the weeds in the cracks in the driveway together. I mean, it's like, I'm thinking to myself, have they no shame? Have they no feeling of remorse for the potential damage that they're doing to human beings? And they want to position it like, hey, your dad and your sons go out there and spray Roundup together.
Did they have on suits to protect
hazmat
them?
Suits, yeah, right. No, they should have had hazmat suits on. No, they were standing and like just the way you and I would stand out there in our regular clothes.
There was actually a Meyer commercial the other day that had a picture of a farm and a truck with vegetables in the flatbed of the truck, and they were talking about the farm to table movement. Mm-hmm. And basically they were saying, come to Meijer's to get your fresh vegetables. But Meijer's doesn't sell anything that's
organic. Yeah.
And we'll be talking about organics later on in the show. But
we either can go to a break now, or we can continue and go long here, whatever you want to do, because we're actually a little long right now.
That's fine. We can go to a break.
Let's go to a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about a couple other things. Something you saw on Dr. Oz that may have some validity to the audience.
Okay.
And then also the video that's viral right now about the guy eating pizza
on
the hyperextension machine at Planet Fitness. Yeah, it's very good. All right. So you're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Should we start? What do you want to start with?
The only thing I wanted to say about what we were just talking about, holly trees, which is something I've always wondered where the birds go when it's raining and bad weather.
Right.
Holly tree is an evergreen, and it has sharp leaves. It not only protects them.
They're almost like thorny leaves.
It not only protects the birds from predators, but they can go in there, and it's a haven away from the weather elements as well. So plant some hollies in your yard also.
There you go. And you know what? You can charge rent then. Okay, so what do you want to talk about first? We have so
Planet
many good stories.
Fitness.
So there was a post from Khan. Santori Davison, a good friend of the show, blogger, he even started his own clothing line that he posted.
Well,
I guess it was yesterday, right?
And Gordon Waddell put it on my wall too.
Yeah, and he posted it of this guy at Planet Fitness eating pizza while doing the hyperextension machine, and you know that's the machine that you. The pad goes against the top of your back, and you straighten out, and then you bend forward, and you straighten out.
Well, the first Monday of every month is Pizza Monday.
Yeah, and that's obviously the day he was doing this, right? So the guy is obese. He's got to be every bit of 300-something pounds, if not more. He's actually eating the pizza while he's doing the exercise, and one of the members there had the semblance of mind to video this guy because it is hilarious to watch him bouncing back and forth on this machine while chewing. And by the way, as Khan points out, which made me go back and play it again, almost choking. At the last rep, you see him lean forward and cough, like trying to get something out of his throat because he was chewing and swallowing while he's going back and forth on this machine.
Well, shame on Planet Fitness for giving pizza away, first of all, and then allowing them to eat it while they're working out, while their patrons
well,
are working out.
But you got to remember, Planet Fitness doesn't give a damn about people getting healthy. That's not what Planet Fitness wants to attract people who want to erase the guilt of not exercising but not do anything constructive with exercise.
Also, Gordon posted on my wall, he said that he's the one that told me that Monday is Pizza Monday. I didn't know that. And then he said the first Tuesday is Bagel Tuesday.
Yeah, so this guy was back the next day choking on a bagel.
And I heard they give away donuts as well. And then he also said, don't forget about the giant bowl of free Tootsie Rolls at the front desk when you walk in.
I mean, is Planet Fitness serious? I mean, keep in mind they consider themselves the no judgment zone, but they're the most judgmental. If I was in a gym working out and I saw this obese guy eating pizza on the machine, that would disturb me. But yet they get disturbed if somebody shows too much muscle or grunts while they're exercising. So here's what I posted on Khan's post. I said, Planet Fitness should use this guy in this video as their marketing campaign. The announcer's voice could go like this. Do you hate the gym because you're afraid you'll be the funkiest, most out of shape person there? Well, you're going to love Planet Fitness. No one will even notice your fat ass with all the human refuse that makes up our member base. I mean, that's really what their campaign should be. That is what their campaign is. We want the sloths. That's who we want because you pay your $24 a month and you don't use anything. That's
I think
what
it's
they want.
$10 a month.
Even better.
Okay, so speaking of pizza, did you know what the two main vegetables are that we as an American nation consume?
Well, I know it's going to be pizza now because you, well, and also I know that the, I hate to say this because people always blame me of being partisan, and this is, I hate all politicians, Republicans, Democrats, Tea Party, they're all crooks. But this current administration thinks that pizza is a vegetable.
Well, pizza and French fries are the, are 51% the two sources that people get their vegetables, if you want to call them vegetables, are potato chips and French fries and pizza and pasta sauce.
Is, I don't even think, okay, I'm going to show my ignorance here. I don't even think potato is considered a vegetable. I think it's considered a tuber. But I could be wrong.
Hmm.
So I don't think a potato is considered a vegetable.
Well, according to the USDA, this comes from 51% comes from potatoes and tomatoes.
And but from pizza
from
and potato
pizza,
chips and
sauce,
French fries.
And pasta sauce and French fries and potato chips.
So that's so, that's the state of this country's vegetable intake. Think about that.
Yes. And only 10% comes from kale, spinach, broccoli, asparagus, those types of vegetables.
Real vegetables.
10%.
Yeah, right. And that figures.
And you know, people complain about it being too difficult, that they don't have the time. If you want to use a pasta sauce, make your own. That way you know there's no high fructose corn syrup in it. And it takes one Sunday afternoon to do it, and then you'll have pizza or pasta sauce
for
the whole year.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start making everything on our own. Just like apples. I was looking for dried apples that were organic. I won't eat an apple unless it's organic.
Right.
And they don't, I have not yet found an organic package of dried apples. So I dry them myself now.
And they're so good.
And they're so good.
And it is a pain in the neck. We understand. Everybody's so busy and there's so much to do to begin with. And now you have to start doing this stuff yourself. But what's the alternative?
Mm-hmm.
To eat that stuff that you know is not good for you, that's not healthy? I mean, that's really not an alternative.
No, it's not an alternative. And that leads us to talk about yogurt, which we'll talk about maybe coming out of the next break.
Yeah,
But I might even start making my own yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about, since we're talking about vegetables and all that sort of good stuff, bacon. Apparently, there is a science behind why we love bacon. Isn't that amazing? There's 150 different compounds in bacon that turn on sensors in the brain that make us anticipate its good flavor.
Bacon smells really good.
I know.
It makes your whole house smell good. If you're selling your house and you want it to be like appealing to the buyer, just cook bacon before they show up.
That's true.
And hope they're not vegetarians.
Yeah, right. no, just tell them that it's fake and bacon then. French scientist Louise Camille Maillard was the first to study food chemistry in the early 1900s, and she's the one who discovered the reaction that occurs when sugars and amino acids in foods caramelize and create these great smells. Isn't it interesting? We love caramelized onions.
I love caramelized onions and mushrooms
together. Mushrooms together. When something caramelizes, and when we think of caramelization, we always think of when there's more sugar than amino acids, the caramelization produces more of a syrupy, almost molasses type of a finish. When there's more amino acids than sugar, the caramelization just creates browning like we see in beef. Okay? The problem with all this is we have learned that caramelization is an indication of high heat cooking, and caramelization is actually eating AGEs. You're actually eating advanced glycation end products. And we know that it's not just the AGEs that you develop from diabetes, but the ones that you intake into your body through your mouth as part of your diet that also accumulate in the body.
So if you use coconut oil, which can take the high heat, olive oil cannot, is it better?
Well, now you're talking about oils and how they oxidize. That's a different discussion. But when we talk about foods, all foods have some form of glycogen or sugar in them, even beef, right? Each of the muscle fibers of the beef has residual glycogen that was unused before the animal died. That's why the meat browns. That's the browning of the quote unquote sugar in the meat, even though it's negligible amounts. When there's a lot of sugar, like in bacon, and probably maybe even because of some of the curing process, I'm not sure, then you end up with a more molasses-like caramelization. Mm-hmm. But either way, we're attracted to something that is not good for us in the end.
So we shouldn't caramelize our onions and mushrooms?
I will defer to two people in the audience for this one, and maybe even three. I will defer to Adele Musa, Sean Casey, and Alex Leaf to tell me that I'm right or wrong. But I have to believe that caramelization in any form is an indication of accumulated advanced glycation end products, and we love them. We love the taste of it.
So you shouldn't eat bacon?
You should eat bacon, but you shouldn't make it get so brown that that caramelization takes place, because now the sugar in it is burnt, and we know that that burnt sugar is what accumulates in our body as metabolic debris.
Okay.
So there you go. I'm always looking to learn. I'm not an authority in this, so I turn to three people whose opinions I respect.
So I had the television on Dr. Oz the other day. I know, shoot me, but I just wanted to hear what he was talking about. And one of the things he was talking about was irritable bowel syndrome. So I tuned in because it interested me.
Right.
And he said that one way to help the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome is to take 30 milligrams. Well, he said 60, but 30 milligrams popped up on the screen. So I'm not sure which.
There was inconsistency
in
that message.
It was inconsistent in the message of turmeric prior to eating your meal. And that would help the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that turmeric probably does possess a value in IBS and other inflammatory bowel diseases, hence the key word inflammation or inflammatory, because we know that the curcumoids in turmeric are very, very powerful anti-inflammatory agents, but so are other things like ginger, fish oil. So, but I'm very suspect of a 30 to 60 milligram dose of turmeric, because we know that it's the curcumoids that have the real value in anti-inflammation. We know that the best turmerics are called C3. They're standardized for the three major curcumoids, so you know you're getting more of those. And also, doses of a gram, 2 grams, or even 3 grams have been shown to be much more effective at conveying the benefits of turmeric than 60 milligrams. I mean, I've never heard of taking 60 milligrams
and
of turmeric.
Then 30 popped up on the screen, so which was, like you just said, inconsistent. And then he also did say to cook with turmeric as often as possible.
I would buy that. I think that's good. You know, but then I wonder, so with that, you know, immediately the dumb scientist that I am, right, with critical thinking, I say to myself, I wonder if IBS is prevalent in countries like India, where they probably eat turmeric every day at least, and maybe 1, 2, 3 meals a day, including turmeric, because curry has turmeric in it. So I'm just wondering if we have IBS in those countries. That would be an interesting one to find out anecdotally to see if there is some validity to that.
Right.
So, okay.
Also, I just want to mention real quick that the heaviest human in the world died on Monday. He was a 48-year-old man from Mexico. It's really sad. He his record peak weight was 1,230 pounds, and he did slim down to 867 pounds.
It's this. You know what's sad about this?
They had to take him out with a crane.
Well, that's not the sad part. I mean, they always do that. I lived in New York at a time where a guy who was like 650 pounds died. They literally had to break the brick away from the side of the wall of the building on the second floor. And then a company that's job was moving pianos had to come and lift him out of his bed and bring him down to the ground so that the mortuary or whoever it was could take him away. They had to remove bricks from the structure to get him out. There was no way. He had eaten himself permanently into his house. But here's what I find the most disturbing of this story. At some point in time, this man's weight impaired his ability to be ambulatory. Hence, he couldn't get up and go to the bathroom any longer. He couldn't get up and go to the refrigerator any longer. He couldn't get up and go get the newspaper. He couldn't get out of bed. At some point in time, his weight impaired his ability to be ambulatory. That is when They should have let nature take his course and him lay there and slowly starve off his fat.
He's been bedridden since 2002.
For the past 12 years, people have brought him food. Now, they brought him enough food so that he could go up to 1,200 pounds.
Okay, so he started out as a chubby child, this article from MSN says, 250 pounds as an adolescent. And then in 1992, he said his weight started to balloon after that.
I think the people who enabled him to gain and maintain that type of weight should feel the worst, because had they not done that, he would have laid in bed maybe and his body would have started to devour itself, its fat. And maybe he would have come out of it 5 or 6 months later, 100 pounds lighter and been able to get out of bed. I mean,
could you imagine being bedridden for 12 years?
Don't forget, in order for him to move his bowels, and keep in mind that at the caloric intake that he was probably endeavoring on a day-to-day basis, his bowel movements were frequent and large. So in order for him to move his bowels, he had to slosh onto his side and probably poop into a pan. Someone had to facilitate that. And in order for him to eat the calories to continue to grow his body, people had to keep bringing food to him in a parade all day long.
Why didn't they just have someone come and help him?
Why didn't they take his family and send them to another country for a while and not have enablers feed him until he became a 1,200-pound atrocity? It's sad. That's what I find sad. What I find sad is there became a point in time where he couldn't feed himself, and somebody else took on the goal of blowing this guy up to 1,200 pounds.
It's sad.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? So, you know how they say behind every great man, there's a great woman?
Uh-huh.
Well, behind every super obese person, there is a family of people helping them become super obese. Think about that one.
Yes.
While we take this break, we'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive, the pesticides are expensive, and you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Alex Leaf pointed out that potatoes are a veggie, but they are a tuber. They're considered a starchy veggie. And he does point out, rightfully so, that potatoes are good. If you're going to eat a starchy food, that's better than grains, potatoes. But it matters how you cook them.
Yes, and I said, you know, if you eat French fries, they're loaded with acrylamide from the oils. It goes back to, we're just going to have to do things ourselves. If you want, you can oven bake them with some coconut oil, and it's a much better option.
Or you can fry them in coconut oil too.
Yeah,
if you want animal fat.
If that's your choice, I would prefer to do it in the oven.
Right, right. So yes, but absolutely so. But a pizza, not. Pizza's not a vegetable, I'm sorry.
No, and if you make your own sauce, it's not going to have the pizza sauce or the pasta.
It's not going to have any of the artificial stuff in it.
It's not going to have the tons of sodium. It's not going to have the...
added sugars.
Added sugars, high fructose corn syrup.
And the other things, the preservatives, the artificial colors, they put all sorts of stuff in there.
And if you get it in a can, you have to worry about the BPA-lined cans.
Leaching, right.
So just make it yourself. So the other day I posted on Facebook, the Chobani has a petition right now. They're trying to ask or make, I'm not sure which, Chobani to make yogurt from cows that are grass-fed as opposed to grain-fed.
Right.
Chobani has just secured a loan of $750 million to expand its operations. But it's all going to be fueling the GMO industry because they're using grains instead of grass.
Right.
So then that brought us to as someone mentioned on your show.
Jordan Rubin came on the show and said that all of these yogurts are cultured in the plastic tubs that they're sold in. And that was really frightening to me because I eat yogurt from time to time. I like Fage, which you buy.
That's the one I eat.
Yeah, the one that has no fruit in it. And so...
the plain.
And I thought, gee, there's plasticizers that are probably leaching into the yogurt. And as I promised on the show last time we did it, week before last, that I would make a couple phone calls and see what I could learn. So I called both Fage and Kobani, and I called Yoplait, but I'm not playing their interview, and I'll explain why when we listen to these two. But so the question is, do, in fact... these healthy yogurts that are produced out there, are they actually culturing the yogurt, which requires about 24 to 48 hours at 140 degrees, by the way? Are they culturing them in the cup? So let's listen to these two quick interviews. Sorry about that.
Sounds like music.
I didn't cut the phone numbers out. Sorry.
You have reached FIA USA Dairy Industries Consumer Relations
That's
Hotline.
How you say it.
If FIA. You are looking to speak to a consumer relations associate, please stay on the line and
Test.
Your call will be transferred.
Test.
Your call may be recorded for training and quality purposes.
Oh, yeah, it's being recorded for training and quality purposes for sure.
Good morning, FIA Consumer Relations.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple questions about my yogurt. Are you the
okay.
person to ask?
Yes, I can help you.
I'm just curious about how they culture yogurt. Do you know what the temperature is in order to culture yogurt?
Let me take a look. Hold on just a second. See what information I have. Okay. So when we make the yogurt, we first pasteurize the milk to destroy any harmful bacteria.
Right.
And then we add our FIA Total live active yogurt culture into the milk.
Okay.
And our culture is produced at our plant to help to create our characteristic FIA Total flavor in our yogurt. I don't have any information on, you know, the temperature or anything like that of the yogurt. That information is proprietary. I can kind of continue to go over how we
Well,
make
yeah,
it.
I mean, okay, so yeah, go ahead, please.
Sure.
Because I guess what I'm getting at is how long it takes to culture yogurt in order to make it, you know, so nice and thick and creamy as yours is, number one. That's okay. why I was asking about temperature. The next thing I was going to say was how long does it take to actually come to that culture?
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see.
Maybe it says it in one of those paragraphs that it's
yeah,
cultured for 24 or 48 hours or something like that.
I don't have a specific time frame, so we do use a slow fermentation procedure up to a predefined fermentation result.
Uh-huh.
I don't have specific information on how long it is cultured as well. That information as well is proprietary.
Do you know if it's cultured in big vats or is it cultured right in the cup?
It's cultured in tanks. So the yogurt and the culture are set in tanks, and it ferments for, you know, a period of time. And then it undergoes a unique straining process, which kind of makes it Greek yogurt. So we remove a lot of that watery whey that you find in yogurt, which is how it becomes so thick and creamy.
Okay.
We use about 4 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of yogurt. So a lot of the liquid is removed, and it's kind of, you know, condensed down. We make it in tanks.
And lastly, do you know if the plastic cups that it comes in have any of these, you know, there's a lot of talk about BPA and stuff like that. Do your cups have BPA in them?
Our BPA is not used by our vendors in the production of the plastic. Our cups are made of polypropylene, which are 100% recyclable.
Oh.
So they're like a number 5 on the recycling kind of scale. But they don't have any BPA in them.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, you've assuaged some of my concerns right there and then. I'm so happy to hear that you don't culture it in the cup, obviously. And that's a big one for me. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yes, have a foggy day, you should say.
Thank you.
Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye.
You pronounced
Bye.
It wrong.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to go right into the next one yet. Hold on. So, clearly they are culturing it in a vat. They're not culturing it in the cup.
Which is good news. So I guess as a consumer, we have to make, as a superhuman nation consumer, we have to make the decision if we want our dairy from grass-fed cows or if it's okay that the dairy came from grain-fed cows.
And I think that really comes down to your sensitivity to grains. If you're one of those people who's very sensitive to grains, if you have...
What about the whole GMO aspect?
Well, that's another aspect entirely, absolutely. Yeah, because it's definitely genetically modified grains that they're feeding these cows.
So that's why I say we have to go back to making our own.
All right, so this was a much shorter, this is a two-minute discussion with the folks from Kobani. They were very forthcoming, but very, very right to the point. They didn't want to chit-chat. So here's that.
Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she was really nice. Really nice.
There's that sound again.
Ha ha. One ringy dingy.
Thank you for calling the Chobani Customer Loyalty Team. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Chobani, this is Jennifer. How can we help you?
Hey, Jennifer, I have some questions about your yogurt. Are you the right person to ask?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you know how it's cultured? In other words, what temperature, how long it's cultured for?
Unfortunately, that is proprietary information.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, what about this? Do you know if it's cultured in the cups or in big metal vats?
It's cultured prior to going into the cup.
Okay, so it's cultured in probably a stainless steel vat or someplace else,
yes.
Not cultured in the cup.
Yes.
Okay, great. Lastly, do you know if your cups contain any BPA or phthalates or any of those things that appear to be on the forefront of discussion about plasticizers?
No BPA. Yes,
yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Actually, we just had this yesterday because we have new products coming out, and it's on our cups.
Oh, it says no BPA on the cups.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Very, very good. Okay, that's it. That's what I needed to know.
All right.
Have a great day.
Well, I was able to help you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, she was kind of nice.
Yeah, and so there you have it. Kobani doesn't culture their yogurt in the cup either. So that is not an accurate statement. Now, maybe there are other companies out there that do. I called Yoplait, which is a Maine General Mills phone number. They knew nothing. I was on the phone with them for 11 minutes as opposed to 4 and 2 minutes and got right to the answers. 11 minutes and got no answers at all from them.
Well,
in fact, the guy
had to
keep putting me on hold. Every question I said, he says, well, can you hold for a moment? And then he went back and he goes, he didn't even say, we can't tell you that's we don't know how long it's cultured for. I said, well, is it cultured in the cups or in vats? He came back. We don't know. So General Mills knows nothing. And that's an example of one of these big companies.
Or they're pretending to know nothing, because you have to remember General Mills has donated tons of money against GMO labeling.
Maybe you're right. Maybe their plan is, look, what's deniable plausibility. You know, like, well, if we don't tell the customer service people, they can't tell the customer. And then we act like, well, we didn't know that the customer was asking those questions.
So I guess it comes down to us deciding if we want to eat grain-fed, or dairy from grain-fed cows, or if we want to make it ourselves from raw milk from grass-fed beef
or
grass-fed cows.
Or you could buy it from the folks at Beyond Organic. They do have a really good grass pasture-fed dairy product.
Kefir.
Yeah.
It's
a drinkable yogurt. It's thicker than kefir.
It's really good if you want to use it in your protein shakes.
Yeah.
It really helps to add some consistency, because I used to use my yogurt, and so now I'm using the Amasai from Beyond Organic, and it tastes really good.
And
it's from grass-fed cows.
But I'll tell you something, we are going to endeavor. We are going to buy yogurt grains. And we're going to start our own. Yeah, we're going to start our own yogurt culturing.
I'm going to start making it myself. So,
because I would really much rather it be from raw dairy than pasteurized dairy. Ultimately,
mm-hmm.
If grass-fed raw dairy produced yogurt, that's the epitome of the best, in my opinion.
Yes, so
that's what we will absolutely do. We actually we have to take a break
again.
I know it seems yes, unfortunately, we do. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. We also have listener comments and questions that we will include at the end of the show. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two,
We don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. There's a lot of discussion going on the internet right now about genetically modified foods. It's startling to me that it's still as big of a discussion as it's been lately, because I think the consensus is, if nothing else, we don't know enough about genetically modified crops to say affirmatively they are safe or not.
And then you have to pose the question, if they're safe, then why are these companies spending millions of dollars fighting GMO labeling if they're safe?
Well, okay, here's why. I mean, I can answer that question. I can play both sides of the coin here for a second. Like Adele Moussa likes to say, on the other hand, people act irrationally to all sorts of stuff. So what we have here is government and industry feeling that people are too stupid to make their own decisions. And as a result of that, they feel that by even blocking the labeling process, that they won't even contribute to this anxiety-ridden process. I've turned your microphone off, just so you know. I don't know what's playing on your computer right now, but it'll stop eventually, I'm sure. So the reality is that I can see why industry would say, look, we don't want to label it because there's nothing wrong with it, but people think there is, and so they're going to act irrationally. That's how people act. And so that's going to be their argument to why they don't want to label. Our argument is it should be our decision. And ultimately, our argument outweighs theirs, I'm sorry to say. Everybody has the right to know what they're eating. That's the bottom line.
Do you want to talk about specifics here?
When you say specifics, you mean about things that people are saying or the studies themselves?
Well, no, because there's one in particular person on Facebook that has been coming out against people who rail against GMOs, saying that they wear tinfoil hats and...
Lane Norton, who's a friend of the show, posted on Facebook yesterday, and I got messages from a variety of different people saying, you know, have you seen Lane Norton's recent post about genetically modified foods? And while I didn't see it, you brought it to my attention, and you actually read me most of what he said. He said that GMOs are completely safe. People who say that GMOs aren't safe are wearing aluminum hats and are crazy and hippies and all this other stuff. And there's no peer-reviewed studies that show that GMOs are not safe.
There are peer-reviewed studies.
Yes, of course. And even if you throw out the one from France with the linkage between Roundup-ready corn, Roundup, and just the BT-modified corn kernel itself causing tumors in rats... Even if you say, well, no, that one was bad, they were forced to retract it. Let's say you say, well, they were forced to retract it, that one was bad. There's still great studies coming out of Australia, New Zealand. Howard Vlieger sends me peer-reviewed studies that are appearing in very, very high-level journals right now that are showing, if nothing else, we don't know enough about genetically modified foods, how they affect the lining of the stomach, how they affect reproductive processes, and more importantly, germlines in female eggs.
Well, why would Lane Norton say that there are no peer-reviewed studies when there are?
Well, okay, so that brings me to my point. Jeff Thompson, who's a friend of the show, he emailed me this morning, and he said, have you seen Lane Norton's comments about genetically modified foods? And I said, no, but that you had told me. But here, I'm going to just read what I sent to Jeff, because I think this sums it up. I said, Jeff, Elisa told me about it. I have had no time to look at it. If we have time, we may discuss it on Casual Friday today, as we are. I would be lying if I didn't say I wasn't disappointed in Lane, not because of his position, but because he is a scientist at the core, and there is no room for such unyielding rhetoric in an area where the truth is that no one knows for sure. You know, and I want to break from what I wrote and comment. One of the things that science must have is the ability to have cordial discourse of differences of opinions, because we have been proven wrong about science time and time again. Now, this doesn't mean that GMO is safe or not safe, but what it does mean is when a scientist digs their heels in and says, no, I am right, then they have abandoned the scientific process. And Lane has he's a PhD. He's a scientist now. He's produced studies about protein synthesis, which makes me think to myself, gee, if he has an agenda, will it influence the results of his studies? Because clearly he is acting more like a zealot than a scientist here.
Okay? And a lot of the things that he says,
yeah,
like talking about hippies being,
yes,
the only ones,
yes,
that are opposed to GMOs.
And Lane has a very popular following, and maybe this is part of his marketing approach. I don't know. But then I said to Jeff Thompson, I says, his ego is speaking for the scientist in him, and that is not prudent. For him to say there are no peer-reviewed studies showing potential harmful effects of GMO is ignorant of the research that has been done. And even if you throw out the French study, there are so many more from Australia, New Zealand, Iran, India, and so on. And I am sure he won't say those countries don't have good scientists, because that's another, that's the, like you have a cousin who's in academia.
She's an at the ag department at in Illinois.
And whenever I quote her studies from other universities, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. So only her university knows what they're talking about, which is another ignorant statement for a scientist to make. This notion that, oh, only the U.S. possesses the greatest minds in the world and that we should discount the science that comes from the U.K., Australia, because they don't know what they're talking about, that's ignorant. That's, I'm sorry. And I'm sure that Lane wouldn't say that. I said, and for the record, I have stated that regardless of where you stand on this topic, for or against, no one knows for sure. And it is not fair to subject a world population to the roll of the dice. I am for knowing for sure, not letting my ego talk for my selected position. And I have said all along, we don't know about GMO. We just don't know. And we are testing it on a population of the world.
I've said we're like the little mice in the labs.
Yeah, we don't know. There is good science that says it's safe. There is equally good science that says it's not. And if you had a child and you had a decision to make for that child and you have evidence that this decision could harm them and you had evidence that this decision could help them, you would be very, very cautious how you decide. You wouldn't go to the one that says, oh, that would harm them, but I don't believe that one. You would err on the side of caution. Well, we need a government, an industry that errs on the side of caution on behalf of people.
Like the other countries, European Union, China, Japan, Austria, the Czech Republic, and the list goes on of the where they don't have.
I mean, China. China, who does, I mean, they exploit their people, but they won't do GMO. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and to say that, oh, all of their scientists are stupid. All those people wear tin hats. All those people are idiots. Or hippies. In my humble opinion, is breaking with the scientific process. And now you're just, okay, you're just grandstanding. And if that's his goal to polarize people, then he did it. But if his goal is to act like the scientist that he is, then he has not.
Well, and it's kind of like the point you brought up this morning when you said that they used to tell us that tobacco was safe.
Oh, yeah.
And now look where we are.
And if you've ever watched Mad Men, you really get a peek behind the curtain. It was the tobacco companies that were hiring doctors to smoke cigarettes and say cigarettes were good for you.
Yes.
Even though they knew that they weren't. They knew they weren't. So whenever you allow industry to influence these types of decisions, people die and lives are shortened. And we have industry on one side saying GMO is bad for you. And then we have disinterested parties, I should say disinvested parties, parties who will not gain from making money if you don't choose GMO, saying GMOs are bad. And whenever you have a group that stands to profit from their decision and a group that stands to not profit from their decision, you have to view that with the appropriate gravity.
Okay, so I'm looking at an article here from the Cornucopia Institute, and it says, 33 million that was spent to defeat a law requiring labeling of GMOs in Washington state. The Grocers Manufacturers Association spent $22 million of that, $33 million, to defeat in Washington state the GMO labeling. Why is that?
Yeah. But why don't they want people to know? Why?
It's terrible.
And we're not all wearing aluminum hats here. You know what I mean? We just want to make sure that the choices we make are not the wrong choices. That's
right.
All we want.
I have an article here that Olya Mikhaila sent to me. It says, Russian activist to conduct independent studies proving GMOs could be genetic weapon. So now they're going to do an independent study in Russia.
Yeah. And it's not all nonsense. It's not all just like people trying to create a problem where there is not one. People genuinely want to know what's going on here. That's really what it is.
Also here, the Center for Food Safety. This article comes from May 22nd. Mandatory labeling for genetically engineered salmon wins support in Senate committee. The problem is now it's got to go to pass the Senate House.
Yeah.
And who knows if that will happen.
Yeah. Look, the bottom line is this. Don't believe me. Don't believe Lane. Don't believe Howard Vlieger. Don't believe the French scientists. Don't believe any of them. Make your own decision. If you think genetically modified foods are safe, unabashedly, feed them to your baby, feed them to your children, feed them to yourself. But if there's even a question mark, you know how the legal process works? If there's even a question mark in your mind that makes you say 15 to 20%, I'm just not sure, then you must err on the side of caution. And you do that by voting with your dollars. You force yourself to do without things that can't, that you cannot absolutely unabashedly say is not GMO. And you skirt the issue completely that way. That's it. And let everybody else fight out who's right and who's wrong. I don't care who's right or wrong. I want to know what's GMO so I can make a decision whether or not to eat it. That's my decision. That's my private decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I want people to have the same right. That's all.
It's our decision.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it should be. But this, but government, and, not th- and I shouldn't say this government because that implies this administration. Government in general, even that idiot that I liked from Kentucky, Rand Paul, when he had a chance to get on the GMO bandwagon, he backed away from it.
Do you think people, the politicians are just afraid?
Yeah. Yeah, Monsanto's a big, big company. They've got a lot of money and a lot of power and their own army apparently now.
Well, evidently they're controlling our government.
But that's nothing new. Government has been controlled by industry since the beginning of time,
mm-hmm.
from the days of the Roman Empire. Those yes. who had the most money, there's an old saying that my Uncle Jasper used to say. The golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. And that's the truth. Governments don't make rules because they don't have money. They have to get money. So the people who give government money, they make the rules. Now, you would say, well, why don't the people? Why don't we have? Because we all give small amounts of money that end up being a lot. But we don't unify our opinions. That's what we are missing. What we are missing in every single country today is a way to mobilize the people's opinions, since we pay the largest share into governments. But the Bill Gates of the world and so on, they're one individual with a large amount of money. They get to weigh in on decisions. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair.
It is unfair.
Because the power is at the base of the pyramid, but we're too stupid to realize it and get together and stop fighting about stupid stuff amongst ourselves and go, you know, we have the ability to turn things around because we're the ones spending the money. We're the ones filling up our gas tanks every day. We're the ones going to the grocery stores every day. We're the ones paying our cable bills every day. We're the ones paying for 90% of the mortgages of real estate on the planet today. We have all the power, but we can't get together as a group and agree on anything. That's the thing. So there you go. I said I wasn't going to rant anymore. That wasn't a bad rant, right?
No.
Okay.
I think we need to take a break.
Yes, we do. You're so good. I'm going to let you start producing the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. Don't miss any of them. Stay tuned.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Alex Lee posted on my Facebook wall that I'm confusing the Millard, whatever you call it, reaction and AGEs.
Oh, okay.
But I still believe that when you brown something, you're developing AGEs.
So we can still caramelize our mushroom and onions.
There you go. Thank you, Alex.
Okay, so yesterday I posted a little rant about the registered dietitians.
Yeah, I love this.
Nutritionists are basically being courted by the snack and cereal food manufacturers, and they're getting free continuing education, free webinars, free seminars
from companies like
Coca-Cola, General Mills, Kellogg, Hershey, and actually, I have a blog here that is from Mother Jones and said that I went to the nutritionist annual seminar from the California Dietitian Association.
Right.
And it was catered by McDonald's. Basically, they were served McDonald's at lunch. Mm. Their Hershey's was handing out Hershey bars during the break.
This is a joke. Nutritionists that attend those seminars and sit quietly are Judases. That's what they are. That's what they are. They're Judases. I'm sorry.
Butter Buds offered packets of fake butter crystals.
Yeah, by the way, that butter flavor is toxic to humans. The people who work in those plants that inhale that stuff all day long, they get all sorts of lung problems.
Well, and then that's not all. The Wheat Council hosted a presentation about how gluten intolerance is just a fad and not a real medical problem.
Interesting.
So basically, this association is allowing the Wheat Council, the Beef Council, and other people to present, But they're not letting the opposing side do presentations because the opposite side doesn't have the money. They don't have the money.
Well, they're also not making any money. So in other words, if who's going to compete with this? What were one of the topics they talked about? Give it again.
The gluten intolerance.
Okay, so well, no, you have gluten free products that they could go and speak. Okay, who else spoke?
They had a beef council spoke.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Have the people from the chicken council come and compete with the beef council? It's like the problem with beef is CAFOs, artificial feeds, drugs that are used to keep these cows alive long enough to kill them. Who benefits from going and competing against that? What are you going to do? I mean, there are small family farms out there. They don't have the money to compete against the Beef Council.
Okay, so the International Food Information Council, whose supporters include Coca-Cola, Hershey, Yum Brands, right here in Louisville, Kraft, and McDonald's, presented a discussion in which the panelist assured audience members that genetically modified foods were safe and environmentally sustainable. In bringing affordable, healthier food to communities, Walmart's spokesperson sang the praises of Walmart. Now, someone from Walmart is there.
But I thought Walmart got rid of GMOs. They don't have any GMOs anymore at Walmart, right? Didn't they and Target.
Target had. I mean, there's still GMOs in there. They're trying to
get them out.
Get them out, but it's not complete. In this blog, it says, after lunch, I attended Sweeteners in Schools, Keeping Science First in a Controversial Discussion. Guess who that was sponsored by?
Who?
The Corn Refiners Association.
Yeah, of course. Right. The people who wanted to change the name of high fructose corn syrup so they could hide it in your food.
So, no, there's nobody there presenting the opposite side is my point.
Exactly. And how is this any different than pharmaceutical companies courting doctors?
It's not. And then they also send dietitians coupons to hand out to their clients.
For this crap food.
For this type of food.
Well,
it's like a pharmaceutical rep going into a doctor's office and handing out drug samples.
Right. And then the doctor gives them away so that you can start getting a prescription filled for it. You know what? This was my point before when we were talking about GMO. When industry stands to profit, you have to discount the information dramatically. You have to discount it.
It's awful.
And I say this is another reason why 99% of the dietitians out there don't know what they're doing, and they're making people sicker. There's, you know, Alex Leaf is going to become a dietitian, but then once he has his certificate, he's not going to tell people to eat 40%, 50% of their diet from cereal like these other people are.
Now, Marion Nestle wrote about that in her book from 2007, Food Politics, How the Food Industry Influences Nutrition and Health. And there's nothing going to happen. I mean, she wrote this book in 2007. This is 2014.
Well, because industry is stronger. Industry is stronger.
So it's going to be up to us. Here we go again. It's the theme of this show. It's going to be up to us as individuals.
And we said it before. The new selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you're getting your information from the mainstream, you are going to be one of those people who spends the last 30 or 40 years of your life battling diseases and being infirm and ending up in an institution.
It's terrible.
So
and it's just like the big pharma.
Yeah.
The food companies are just like big pharma.
Well, if you were a food company, wouldn't you recreate or copy one of the most successful business models in the world? Wouldn't you do that? Why not do it? I guess we're stupid for not doing it. We have to figure out a way to do it.
You mean you and I or?
The show. Yeah, we have to find a way to recreate and copy what's making these other organizations strong, but to promote the right message.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the companies that are providing good products and good services don't have the dollars to throw at it, like the Corn Refiners Association and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Stay away from it.
Stay away from it. I got to read something real quick.
Okay.
True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural, speaking of all-natural products, the all-natural sports nutrition supplement company for the serious athlete. Their products contain no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, and only sweetened with stevia. By the way, probably no GMOs either. I love Revival 411, says Elisa Profumo. Their natural intra-post-workout supplement, which is a high-dose amino acid fuel. Let's not forget Imminence, their top seller, which is a pre-workout. most complete of all the natural products on the market today. You can get 30% off if you go to trueiron.com and use the coupon code SHR30. Check them out today, trueiron.com.
So we were talking about McDonald's being a sponsor at that Registered Dietitians Association meeting. Adele Musa sent me an article this morning about how McDonald's exploits philanthropy and targets children.
Yeah, through Ronald McDonald House.
Through
right?
the Ronald McDonald yeah. House. Here it says they promote Ronald McDonald brand unremittently through Ronald McDonald House charities, despite contributing only a fraction of the revenue.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
They take undue credit for the generosity of its customers. For example, McDonald's often claims the donation box contributions to Ronald McDonald House's as its own.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Well, I have to be honest with you. So in 1997, I owned an alarm company here in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And we did a promotion with Ronald McDonald House where we donated $100 for every free alarm system we gave away because, you know, there was a contract for monitoring to Ronald McDonald House. And as a result, Ronald McDonald House allowed us to put table tents in about 25 McDonald's here in Louisville, owned by the Oranges families,
mm-hmm.
Dan Oranges, because they own most of the McDonald's here. And the tray liners even said, protect your home while helping the house that Love built, Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a promotion. We gave them over $22,000 over the course of months as a donation for letting us use Ronald McDonald House and the McDonald's stores to cultivate our business. So there you go. I mean, I it wasn't beneath me to use Ronald McDonald House to profit. I'm a perfect example of when a company stands to profit, you got to question their motives.
Profiting from marketing to children in schools under the guise of charity and education.
Yeah.
Selling unhealthy children's menu items by linking their sale to very modest charitable giving. And I know that they now have the option for children to either have apples or yogurt instead of french fries in their Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what's in that yogurt?
Yeah.
And
the apples are sprinkled with things that the apple slices.
Citric acid.
Well, which isn't a terrible thing. I mean, citric acid isn't terrible, but it's still not just a raw apple. It's just, and it's not organic.
And it's not organic, obviously. Yeah. I just wouldn't eat at McDonald's.
And that's why you don't.
I don't.
I think
no.
The only time you step into a McDonald's is when we're on the road and you have to go potty really, really bad. Right?
Well, and do you remember the experiment that so many people do that the McDonald's hamburger and bun never goes bad? We did that ourselves. Remember? We had Burgie.
Burgie.
We named the hamburger Burgie and the hamburger.
Put it in the garage
in a shoebox.
Yeah.
And we cut holes in it, and the french fries, they never changed.
The french fries never changed, the bun never changed, and the hamburger never changed. Nothing got mold on
Nothing
it or anything.
Nothing changed. Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you have bread that doesn't mold.
What's up with that?
Yeah, if you eat bread.
Yeah, whole wheat. Yeah, it's good and healthy for you. Yeah, your body can't probably digest it either. Do we want to talk more about this, or can we take a break?
We can take a break.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got more. Stay tuned.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Where do we start? Where do we start? Where
There's
do we start?
Just so much.
I know. Let's start with fluoride.
Okay, so I guess in the world's oldest and best known peer-reviewed medical journal, The Lancet, officially classified fluoride as a neurotoxin.
What's the American Dental Association going to do now that they're recommending that people use fluoridated toothpaste on infants?
At the age of 2,
yeah.
That's their recommendation to start using fluoridated toothpaste on infants. Yes.
So talk about this. I want to just see something.
It says here in the article that the movement to remove industrial sodium fluoride from the world's water supply has been growing in recent years, with evidence coming out against the additive from several sources. And we all know that here again, China, Japan, the European Union, there's so many countries. You can go to Wikipedia and type that in, and they have a Wikipedia page that will tell you which countries no longer use fluoride. I posted that on the Facebook. We were in a conversation with this in Facebook. And
how do you spell fluoride?
F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E.
Okay.
And it will tell you all the countries, Japan, China, and the list just goes on and on, where they don't, India, they don't use fluoride in their water supply anymore. But we do here in the U.S.
Right. So I'm on the ADA's
we've talked
website.
About fluoride for so long, for so many,
I know.
So often.
EPA denies fluoride petition. Fluoride-treated synthetic materials enable dental bone regeneration. So does melatonin. You know, they completely ignore. Their position is fluoride is a mineral that occurs naturally in water sources, including oceans, lakes, and rivers. You know, that's probably true. There's trace amounts of lead in water, probably, but you wouldn't put, you know, a couple grains of lead in your kid's drink every day.
I mean, well, and like you said before, we were talking about this the other morning when we were walking. there's no dosage. So you can just drink. If we drink a gallon of water, think of all the fluoride that we're consuming, because as a superhuman nation, we drink a lot of water.
Right, right.
So the report said a systemic review identified five different similar industrial chemicals as developmental neurotoxins. Lead, methylmercury, polychlorinated bisphenols, arsenic, and toluene. T-O-L-U-E-N-E.
Toluene.
Toluene. Yeah, what is toluene?
It's a plastic. It's something they use in plastic.
Oh, so they
another plasticizer, as I
fluoride's up there with mercury and all those other things.
Yeah, I'm actually going to email a link to that that study showing that fluoride is a neurotoxin to the ADA after the show. Well, I'd just be interested to see what they do with it, how they respond to it. It'd be interesting.
In the report, they note that neurodevelopmental disabilities, including attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, and other cognitive impairments are now affecting millions of children worldwide.
Currently, fluoride is added to water supplies across much of North America. But as this list of countries that ban or reject water fluoridation shows, the practice is actually not too common or banned entirely throughout most of Europe and several other developed nations across the world. You know, this is another example of an industry that makes money on putting something in your water, and they don't want to give up that money even if it's not good for you. They don't care.
Now, we talked about the Harvard study meta-analysis before, where it showed that the IQ of children was affected by the amounts of fluoride.
There was a study done in the 50s that showed this. I mean, remember we talked about it on the TV show when we did the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've known that fluoride is dangerous. We keep going back. This is an example of science, right? Like we're talking about GMO. Well, there's science that says it's okay. There's science that says it's not okay. Why don't we err on the side of caution? So since the 50s, they've been talking about the dangers of fluoride. And now we know that it doesn't really help with cavities and decay.
It causes fluorosis.
Yeah. And so
is white spots on your teeth.
Why doesn't the government err on the side of caution? Go, you know what? There is equally good arguments on both sides. We need to get this stuff out of the water for people. But our government doesn't care. They just want money. It's all about payola. This industry that would suffer probably has some politician in their pocket.
And I'm sure you've seen the bottled water, the small bottles of water that says now with added fluoride.
Yeah, with added fluoride, yeah. Give that to your kids. I mean, it's disgusting what's done to people. It really is. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Okay, so do you want to talk briefly about the creatine hoax with the California
especially since killing? I just found out. I got to email Aaron Singerman because I'm looking at the article that you sent me to. And there's a Facebook discussion between someone named Emma and someone named Chris.
No, Elliot Roger, I thought, was
the reporter.
Reporter, yeah.
Well, this one says, "Hi, Chris. Hope you don't mind me messaging you on Facebook. I'm a British journalist for the UK Daily Mirror. I'm trying to do some research on Elliot Roger." Who is Elliot Roger?
Oh, that's the alleged shooter. I'm sorry. Okay, he said, so Emma is the reporter.
Right, okay. So this guy replies, Chris, and says that mentions Jason Genova and his crew of misfits. And I happen to know that Jason Genova has been on one of Aaron's radio shows, I believe, back in the day. Or maybe he was on Dave Palumbo's radio show. So I have to text Aaron and ask him what Jason Genova's involvement in this guy who shot everybody in California.
Well, they put the reporter put that up on the Daily Mail from the UK that the guy was addicted to creatine.
Right.
But it's since been taken down.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm reading this at the same time.
Okay.
Creatine. And now they're trying to say creatine is code for anabolic steroids.
That's what they said on bodybuilder forums, that they use creatine as a code word.
That is a lie. On bodybuilding forums, we talk about the drugs openly. Okay. D-Bol is D-Bol. Anavar is Anavar. Test sip is test sip. No one calls anabolic steroids creatine on bodybuilding forums. That's more BS. So I don't, and the irony is the picture that they showed in, I guess this is the Daily Mail, no, the Mirror, is a picture of a tray of D-Bol, little pink pills. It's Dianabol. When they said that he was addicted to creatine. The danger. Creatine is linked to mood swings. But the pills that they're showing are bootleg Dianabol.
Well, it says the Daily Mirror, I guess, in the past 24 hours, over a dozen people have contacted us about a story that is running on the Daily Mirror that connects Elliot Rodgers' senseless attack to the consumption of creatine. We are not linking to that travesty of journalism, but only responding because people are genuinely worried that consuming creatine could cause them issues. And it goes on to say that it was a hoax.
Yeah.
So look,
they got it wrong. Yeah, they got hoaxed.
Look what happened.
Yeah, somebody on Facebook gave them BS information and played a game with them. So it's not creatine. And who, you know what? This kid had problems. I'll bet you they're not going to talk about it, but I bet you he was on antidepressants.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said, I read that somewhere, that he was on antidepressants and something else.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's talking about he's on antidepressants for some reason, right?
So what do you think about the study that came out this week that was funded by the Beverage Association saying that diet soda helps with weight loss?
I don't know. I mean, I'm ambivalent about it. I think that for some people who getting off of sugar-sweetened soda, you know, remember Eric that does our lawn? He said he drinks how many liters of...
No, his name is Kevin.
Kevin.
And he drinks 3 liters of Mountain Dew a day.
But now it's Diet Mountain Dew, right? He switched
Diet
Mountain Dew.
And
now we have him switch to water now, right?
No, I gave him water while he was out in the yard, and he said he was going to switch.
Well, I mean, I think that for some people, if the choice is to drink sugar-laden soda versus diet soda, I guess diet soda is a better alternative.
But if you're drinking soda like Coca-Cola, it's got other chemicals in it.
I agree.
Like the caramel coloring.
Well, I think that everybody should stay away from diet sodas as well as sugar-loaded
sodas.
So
Adele wrote a Subversity blog basically agreeing with the study.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of evidence that people who switch from other drinks to diet sodas, and even people who are doing extreme dieting, feel like they're cheating when they have a diet soda. I feel the same way when I drink flavored carbonated water. I mean, I love the orange and lime and lemon and raspberry carbonated waters. They don't have any sweeteners in them at all, but I feel like I'm drinking soda. Why not use that then?
Well, I guess if you're not worried about the aspartame or some of the other chemicals that have been known cancer-causing carcinogens,
right.
Then
but the argument amongst those who research this is you'd have to have so much in order to cause the problems. And this you'd have to drink, you know, cases of soda an hour in order to accumulate that much in the body. My opinion is, I don't care. I don't want those chemicals in my body anymore.
I'd rather err on the side of caution. And what about the woman that drank, I think it was 3 liters, and then she ended up dying?
Yeah, right.
Remember her?
Yeah, yeah.
3 liters of Coca-Cola, and and they were trying to say it wasn't from the Coca-Cola.
Right.
But I think it affected her heart.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need those chemicals. Stop fighting about it. You don't need those chemicals. Okay, so they don't cause cancer. Big deal. Why do you need them anyway? Why do you need the chemicals?
Our body is assaulted with so many other different chemicals from the environment.
That's
why
the real
put
problem.
The other chemicals in your body?
Well, you don't know
why
what that interacts
it?
With. You don't know what it. That's right. There could be other things that happen in the body when you add that to something else that's artificial that you're already getting as well. So, but I guess for people, you know, the bodybuilding community, they love aspartame, they love sucralose, anything that makes them feel like they're eating sweet stuff, but they're not getting any quote-unquote calories, they love that stuff.
All those Walden Farms products that they eat.
And nobody's ever said that those athletes look healthy. They just want to be a certain size, a certain weight, and a certain body fat percentage, and that's it. Nobody's ever said they look healthy.
Well, if you look at some of the older athlete women in particular, because that's basically the ones I pay attention to, when we were at the Arnold, mm-hmm. and you saw some of those older women, and their hair was so dried out and thin, and their skin looked terrible.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to look like that.
No.
And I'm probably older than them.
Right, exactly. That's right. You're right. You're absolutely right. What else do we want to talk about before we take our last commercial break and come back and do listener questions and comments?
Whatever.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. This is the part you wait for. Your comments and questions to previous shows.
Did you want to read cons?
Yes. Yeah, Con Santori Davison, who we actually talked about at the beginning of the show, just posted on Facebook. He says, I feel the same way about the diet-flavored waters. And what scares me is there are so many of them out there now, like five different brands. I know. Diet-flavored water. Really?
We've talked about this on the show before. Why not just make your own water and put lemons and lime in it, or put strawberries, or make your own natural flavored water and keep it in the refrigerator? It's wonderful.
I don't know. Why not? Why don't people do that? I don't understand why they don't do it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I'll get some sparkling water and add some lemon and lime, squeeze some lemon and lime in it, and it tastes wonderful.
You know, I love the sparkling water that has flavor in it, nothing else. I think that's so good.
The Trader Joe's sparkling water.
Why not just use that? I mean, does it have to be sweet in order for you to feel satisfied? Well, I take that back. Sometimes it does, right? Sometimes you and I'll have something and I'll say, boy, I just wish I had something sweet to like kind of punctuate the meal. Mm-hmm. So I guess in some fashion, we do need that from time to time.
Okay. So the first one can I say this person's name?
Yeah, sure.
Stephen Mandy. Hey, Carl, thanks for reading my listener comment on air. It was truly crazy to hear it. I've been listening to the show for about 2.5 years now. I found out about it over at anabolicminds.com. I was wondering where I can ask Rob and you a question for the blueprint. My question was, is CJC1295 with DAC really like using synthetic growth hormone? I've been looking into peptides recently for fat loss and better sleep. I bodybuild as a hobby. I am not natural, 24 years old, 6'4", 314 pounds, 16% body fat, upper abs showing, but lower abs are a train wreck. I've adjusted my diet.
Join the club.
I've adjusted my diet to deal with that, but wanted to use the GHRH as a helper.
Okay, so.
Or is it GHRB?
GHRP?
Is it GHRH? Or
releasing hormone. GHRH, that's what he's probably saying. First of all, CJC-1295 is a long-acting growth hormone-releasing hormone. So it makes your body produce more growth hormone, but not doesn't increase the pulse. It increases the baseline, or what endocrinologists like to refer to as the trough. There is no synthetic growth hormone anymore. Recombinant growth hormone is not synthetic. I mean, it looks to the body just like real growth hormone. But yes, it is as effective as taking real growth hormone. It may not act as quickly, but it definitely works. And since it's available through research chemical companies, reliable ones, I would say that's a better choice than trying to obtain growth hormone or prescription of growth hormone. Absolutely. And you just have to use it patiently, about 2 milligrams every 3 days. And I would say use it for a few months and you will definitely see results. Absolutely. No doubt about it. So, yes, it does work. This one comes from our friend in Israel, Avakai Khalij. He says, just listen to the bug show. Very interesting, though I felt she was on something, maybe drunk bugs. So, Daniela Martin admitted that she is pregnant, and she wasn't even sure if she was going to be able to get through the interview because she was so nauseous. And I said, are you telling me that talking about bugs may actually make you throw up? And she said, yes. So I think that was combined with the fact that she was having a hard time hearing me or something, because several times I tried to inject and she just kept on talking. And several times I would ask her a question, and she would take a really long time to answer where I thought she couldn't hear me. In fact, when I got my next guest on the line, I said, let me know. It was Ken O'Neill. Oh, I'm trying to think who I interviewed after her. Sean Casey. I said, do me a favor. If you're having a hard time hearing me once we get on the air, would you let me know? He goes, of course. And he didn't let me know because he said it was fine.
That's so interesting.
You got one?
Yes. Okay. So Clint Grefford. I hope I pronounced your last name right, posted a picture of himself. And the picture says, just over 1 year ago, my esophagus tore in half, and in 29 minutes, I should have died from low blood pressure.
Wow.
The first pick was 3 weeks later after gaining back 23 pounds. The second pick is 1 year later. Never give up. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then he said, I already knew about nutrition, but 7 years ago, my knowledge has increased tenfold thanks to Carl, Elisa, and Rob Regish. You three helped me bounce back and come back even better at just 2 months from turning 50 years old. Thanks to you all.
He looks great, man. He looks amazing. I mean, very enviable. Very enviable. We have another one of those. A longtime listener to the show and contributor, too. John Parker posted on Facebook a little bit over May 26. He says, well, I didn't realize it at the time, but finding your show in early 2010 would significantly change the trajectory of my perceived purpose in life. Due to the influence of SHR, I've quit my well-paying job of 10 years, changed states and countries, and been back in school for the last 3 years pursuing a graduate degree centered around physical medicine. The most common question I get from professors and students alike is, how do you know so much about this stuff? I used to say, I listen to Superhuman Radio. It's a game changer. Now I need to say, I have 1,000 episodes of SHR under my belt. Thank you, Carl, and the SHR family for all that you do. I mean, that was a great comment to put up on Facebook. And thank you for being part of the Superhuman Nation, John. Let's see. Roger Sajak says, just saying, the majority of your audience is male. I think topics that include both sexes would be more interesting. Thanks for your efforts. As always, great show, great podcast. I think we've been trying to do more female-centric shows, right?
But I don't really think that the majority of the audience is male.
No, it's that used to be the case.
But I think it's changing.
Yeah, it's almost 60-40 or 50-50 now. Between slightly higher in men still, but we have a significantly larger female audience since we started doing more female-centric shows a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing a lot more shows on women's HRT issues and autoimmune disorders that strike women more frequently and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just looking right now. I'm logging into my Webstat software.
Okay, while you do that, I've got one that I can read. And this is a longer one, so I'm just going to read a portion of it. But Michael Doty posted this on May 26th. He said, I guess he must have injured himself. But when he said, when I started down this road, I jumped in headfirst without taking self-care in mind. After all, it was hard training, saved my life, and kept me from engaging in self-destructive activities. Reclaiming my life over the past few years has been a remarkable experience, a truly superhuman metamorphosis. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter that should enable me to master moving my body through space, prevent injury, and take my climbing to an entirely new level once I return to the sport. I don't need luck, so wish me the patience to keep my ego in check and systemically advance. I don't want to jump back to the old habits.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
43% of our audience is now female.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, because back in the day when I first started doing the show, it was like less than 10%.
Maybe I helped with that
course.
A little bit.
Of course you have. That's absolutely true.
And we're still trying all the time to have more shows that are female-centric.
You know, we didn't talk about this, and I hate to just drop this on you before we close the show. I'd like to just mention something. Excuse me. GlaxoSmithKline is under investigation in the UK for fraud, once again. And the reason I just want to mention this, I don't want to go into the whole story, but the notion that these companies, these big companies, are producing good research and doing good things, and so people just leave them alone, it just feeds. I just wanted to just mention this. GlaxoSmithKline is being investigated for fraud, and they could stand criminal complaints this time.
And this is in the UK, right?
Yeah, and they're a US company, I believe, so they're not going to get any immunity because they're out of the country. This is a big one. And this is just evidence when we talk about genetically modified, this notion that the research that's coming out that companies like Monsanto are paying for is the research we should be paying attention to. Big companies, the bigger they get, the more corruptible they are, the more corrupt they are, the more sinister they are. You have to question the things that they're doing, and you have to question the things that they're saying. That's it. That's all I want to say.
Chinese authorities have accused GlaxoSmithKline staff of bribing government and hospital officials.
Hmm. Yeah. Folks, trust your own brain.
So how is that any different than the food companies bribing the registered dietitians or the big pharma bribing, well, this is big pharma, but bribing the doctors with gifts and trips and...
Folks, there's never been a more important time for you to use your own brain, to use your own critical thinking skills, and to vote with your own dollars. It's never been more critical to your life and the health of your family and yourself. So, we have anything else?
Nope.
Well, thank you again. A great week here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. We've got great shows planned all next week, so don't miss them. We will see you then.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamic.